Welcome to Hope Is Here. We're continuing our conversation with Kev Frank. He is the founder and president of Refuge for Women. It's based here in Central Kentucky. Now has a national presence in four other cities and getting ready to expand. But they bring hope to women who have been involved in human trafficking. Man, if you missed yesterday's program where he just shared some of the startling statistics here in Central Kentucky, man, I want to encourage you to go back to our website, listen to that 14-minute podcast. It's at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Well, Kid, you know, the thing I love, you guys, it's one thing to see a problem, but you all are on the solution side with these women that are involved in human trafficking, whether it's through dancing in the strip clubs, prostitution, you know, pornography, the list goes on and on, unfortunately. But just share a little bit about what is your all's program? What are some of the things that you all do to bring these women hope?
Yeah. Thanks, Greg. It's good to be with you again. And you know, one of the things that we do is obviously rescue is a huge issue. You know, I mean, getting women out of harm's way. Again, whether that mean the police going and breaking down doors, getting people out. You know, arresting perpetrators, giving the women a place to go to get help and healing. You know, another way that people fight human trafficking is through the changing of laws. We've done some of that in Frankfurt. You know, try to advocate. You know, to make prosecutions even more, you know, against perpetrators and some of the different laws that exist. Another one is prevention. And we actually do that. We do prevention, you know, but the one that we do the most, and that is the restoration side of things. So I have a real passion for the healing side of life. I have a degree in counseling, and I just, you know, obviously rescue and law changing and all those kind of things are important. But my real passion is seeing people not only get out of harm's way, but then also really have a chance to start over, have a chance to start getting into some therapy, start really processing and dealing with what they've experienced. And Greg, I can tell you after 10 years now of doing Refuge for Women, the stories that we've heard over the last 10 years, they're shocking. They're just horrifying at the way that humans can treat other human beings and the things that go on in the dark, the things that go on sometimes in parts of town that maybe some of us, we don't always go to. We avoid those areas of town, but yet there's so many needs and there's so much just challenges in those areas of town and stuff. And so our passion is to give women who want to get out of the sex trade an opportunity to go somewhere and feel safe, an opportunity to have their needs met for 9 to 12 months at a time, an opportunity for them to feel the unconditional love of Jesus Christ.
Well, I love this. I was looking at your values on your website, and I would encourage, if you're listening, you're like, you know, what is this Refuge for Women? You really should go check their website out. It's really, really well done. It's refugeforwomen.org, and you share your values on there. And the first one, you talked about safety, and I mean, first and foremost, for these women, man, they obviously don't feel safe. And one of the, from stuff I've read, and correct me if I'm wrong, but part of the reason, a lot of the reason the women don't leave is because they don't feel like they have a safe place to go. Is that correct?
I think it's like 80% of all women that are in the sex trade would leave. They claim they would leave if they had a safe place to go. But many of them have been told that, you know, that they're going to go to jail by their pimps, by their perpetrators. They've been told a whole lot of lies. They've been told a lot of nobody will ever love you. You know, that again, if people find out what you've been a part of, you're going to prison. All the different things, that your kids will get taken from you. You'll never see your kids again. You'll never see your family again. I'll kill your family. All the different things that they get told basically keep them locked up in this industry. And so our hope is to work with groups that are out there on the front lines. You know, groups like Natalie Sisters here in Lexington, groups like Scarlet Hope over in Louisville. There's groups all around the country that are on the front lines, going into the clubs, going into brothels, going, you know, onto the streets and telling the women, if you want out, there are safe places that you can go. And for many of them, there are partners. And so we get on average about 20 applications every single month from women around the country. I think so far we've had women come to Refuge from 37 different states.
Wow.
And so they're finding them and finding the ones who say, I want out and I want help. They'll contact us. And that's how, a lot of times people ask, how do you find these women? How do they find you? You know, so somebody comes from California, how in the world did they end up in central Kentucky? You know, I'm like, well, first of all, I think the Lord makes a way. And secondly, he puts people across our paths who go, I know of a place. I know of a place that if you want out, I'll call them and we'll get you a bed somewhere at one of the five open locations that we have. And you can start over it with other people who've been through somewhat similar things to what you've been through. And so that's a little bit of what our hope is to give them a chance to leave and to start dreaming again. I mean, Greg, for people who are caught up in the sex trade, they have not had the luxury of dreaming for a long time because they don't even know if they're going to be alive a week from now.
They're just in survival mode.
They're in survival mode. They're using drugs just to get by. They have seen so many people that they're friends with who've been murdered, who have overdosed on drugs. They don't know if they'll be alive 6 months from now, a year. So the idea of dreaming about the future, they haven't had that luxury in a long time. And nobody grows up dreaming of being a prostitute or being in pornography, being a strip. Nobody dreams of that. Life has happened, and they've ended up in some very, very challenging situations. And so our hope is to let them dream again, give them a safe place, give them three meals a day, a lot of people that'll love them, and give them hope. And give them hope, you know.
Well, you guys do a great job of that. The second value that you all talk about is healing. And you have a structured program in place. And, man, for these women that come in, they've not had a lot of structure, have they? I mean,
they
life's
haven't.
Just
they
been
haven't.
Survival.
Exactly. And so we start a lot of basic things as far as even just taking care of yourself. Again, when you're living in crack houses and you're living in dangerous situations, you know, I mean, what does it mean to take care of yourself on a daily basis? Eating three meals a day, to good hygiene, going to the doctor, maybe getting some of those teeth that have been affected because of the drugs taken care of, and living without pain, you know. We start dealing with all those kinds of things when they come into the program. A routine throughout the day, you know, of exercise. Of getting up at a certain time, going to bed at a certain time, living in community with other people. And so, you know, we have a farmhouse. It's not very big. We have six women that live in this house at a time. It's not a huge number, but we feel like it's the right number for us. We used to put more women in that house, and it's less than 2,000 square feet. And so we determined that too many people in too small of a space can make some challenges. And so we determined six is a good number for us, you know. And so, but you know, we get them started with counseling. We get them; they're in classes on a daily basis. Some of them, you know, as they go through the 6 months, which is the first phase of the healing. Second phase is life skills and job preparation. And so they may start working on their GED. Mm-hmm. They may start, you know, a job while they're in the program. And again, start building a little bit of some employment history and start really, you know, again, getting their feet wet, you know, back into the workaday world again, and just something they can be proud of. And so again, it may be a job they may not want to do necessarily for the rest of their lives, but it's a beginning place. Some of them are going to go to school. You know, there's a university here in Central Kentucky that one of our graduates just started out here recently. She's going to be a nurse, and she got accepted into the program and is doing great and has completed her first semester. And that's, man, you know, I mean, these are opportunities for them to just start rebuilding and start going, okay, I never thought I would have the opportunity to go to college. You know, we had one of our residents who completed her master's degree at Asbury Seminary.
Wow.
Got her master's degree. She told me literally 3 days ago she is actually enrolling in their doctorate of ministry program, graduate of Refuge for Women. And I'm just going, that's incredible. That is incredible. That's hope.
That's hope.
That is hope, Greg, and that's what we want to see.
Well, and you know, you talk about that with the 10 years, you know, a lot of times something you think is a good idea, like, so, well, let's get as many women as we can, but then once you, you said, after a while, like, okay, maybe too
maybe
many.
That's not a good idea.
But, you know, I think about the thing, you know, when you say six, but the ripple effect it has on, you know, their families, if they have children, and, you know, down the road, the ripple effect, I mean, you know, it's exponential. It's not just six.
Yeah. 60% of all the women we serve are moms. Many of them do not have custody of their children, but their goal is to regain custody through completing this program, getting stable, getting off drugs, and really starting to be able to convince the courts, convince family, whatever, that I'm a different person, and be able to start, you know, building those bridges with their children. Some of them, one, two, three, four kids they may have out there. And so when you think about the ripple effects, you're right. You're not just affecting one person. It may be six in this home, six in this home. So 30 women at a time that we're serving in our five homes. But then you think of their families. You think about, their children. You think about all the people they're going to impact. You think about them going into the schools with us and being at a school assembly of 700 students. One of our graduates, her name is Devin. She came through the program about 6 years ago. She goes into the schools. She sold herself at 15 years old right here at Bryan Station High School in Lexington for the very first time. She sold herself for drugs at 15 years old. She goes into the schools now as a volunteer for us, and she says, I'm not just telling this to you as something I've read online, something that is like this pie in the sky kind of concept. I'm telling you my life was falling apart when I was your age. And you, some of you all may be in here, and you may be starting to experiment with things. You have no idea where this is leading. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from personal experience that this is a slippery slope that you're on, and it did not end well for me. And today, now, my life, I'm married, I've got three children, and I'm a believer in Christ, and I'm telling you, it is completely different today. But when I was your age, let me tell you where I was at. And it opens their eyes. It opens their eyes. And so that's the hope. That's the hope we want to be able to tell them. But for us, for a graduate to be able to go in and start telling them, I've gotten hope and now I want to extend that to you, to us, that's a success story. That's them giving back in a way that we go, that's a dream come true for us, is that this is where I was, this is where I'm at today.
Well, the thing I heard a pastor say, I think it was Rick Warren a long time ago, that, you know, God never wastes a hurt if we allow him. So it sounds to me that's like what you're trying to help these women understand, that they can do that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and some of them, you know, again, they may when they graduate, they may, you know, go back to the cities that they came from. They may feel like, you know, hey, I'm, you know, again, family, kids, wherever I'm going to leave and go back. You know, our hope is for them to be able to establish, by the time they're done with their 9 months at Refuge, they will have established a relapse prevention program. They will have attended a whole lot of 12-step meetings. They will have attended a whole lot of church services. We want them to have community, good Christian community of people that they know care about them, love them. We want them to be in a rhythm of going to meetings, having a sponsor. We want them to have a plan. When you're done at Refuge, that you've saved up some money, that you've got a plan in place, that you've got a stable living situation. And again, they may volunteer, they may not. Again, it's not about us. It's about what is best for you. And if you giving back in some capacity is what you feel like is appropriate and what God is calling you to do, great. If it's not, in some, again, you'll be a success story either way, you know. Yeah, but when absolutely. They do get involved and give back and help mentor other residents, I mean, again, to us, that is the most effective thing, especially for our current residents, to see a graduate come back and pour into them and say, I was where you were at just a short time ago, is a powerful thing.
Well, we've been talking with Kev Frank, and you were like, wow, what is this? It's a Refuge for Women. They're making a huge difference both here locally in Central Kentucky, and they've opened up other houses across the country, Chicago, Dallas, outside of Pittsburgh, and I've got some more locations that are going to be opening, and we're going to ask Kev to stay with us for one more program so he can share about that. Then he's also going to share some life change stories, just some women that have been changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ and the hope they found there, and have got reunited with their kids and family. So you're going to hear some great hope stories tomorrow, but I want to encourage you to go check out their website, refugeforwomen.org. There's a place there to donate. Obviously, financial blessings would be tremendously helpful, and then also maybe opportunities to volunteer. You can find out about the prevention programs that they offer in their locations across the country. So I want to encourage you again to go check out their website, refugeforwomen.org. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.